You Can't Make It Up, show number 169 for Monday, November 7th, 2011. Made it into a new month.
Yeah, and do you remember to set your clock back an hour?
No, I didn't. What time is it?
I have no idea. Otherwise, we'd be talking an hour apart. I would be waiting a long time for your reply.
You know, Ken, I'm not sure if any of our listeners remember Flip Wilson.
Oh, Flip. Yeah. Geraldine.
Three dresses in a week, another dress. And she tells him, I didn't want to buy this dress. The devil made me buy this dress.
Pretty soon there's going to be a slogan that everybody uses to replace that. The GPS made me do it.
Now we're talking.
Out in Galene, Michigan, that's near the Indiana border in the southwestern corner. The local TV stations in that region like to call it Michiana.
Oh, great.
So that advertisers on both sides will buy spots. Anyway, there was a pizza delivery driver, a young man listening to his GPS.
Yes.
Let's let reporter Ryan Klund with ABC 57 News in South Bend, Indiana, tell us about that story.
Well, he doesn't have a car, but he's doing just fine. This is all that's left of 23-year-old Andrew Wuthnow's pizza delivery car. Today, it's sitting among the other wrecks at Rogers Towing in New Buffalo.
You can see it. It's destroyed, you know. Transmission, the steering column is laying on the ground, the motor, you know. It just explodes.
Now, the man wasn't all too keen on publicizing this type of blunder, but what happened to him has maybe happened to all of us before. The GPS we're using takes us somewhere we don't want to go.
You have arrived.
The man's GPS told him to make a left turn on Elgin Street, so he made the turn, but he didn't end up where he needed to be. He missed the street by 10 feet and got the car stuck on the railroad tracks.
Oh.
Within moments, the train came by, the driver watched, and that was it for the car. Roger Lejeski was there. He towed the car and talked to the delivery driver.
I don't think he'll be using his GPS anymore.
Well, remember Don Adams gets hard. Missed it by that much.
Chief. Now, I'm thinking.
Yes, you are.
There's somebody out there with a iPhone 4S going, Siri, do you know where my pizza man is? Is that train on time? Can I trust my GPS? Apparently nobody can. Now, I found two things with this story I found amusing.
Only two.
Yeah, there was a quote from the Galene Township Fire Chief, Jim Trapp. He said, quote, he saved the pizza and offered it to us, the fireman. Chief added, of course, we didn't accept it.
No.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no.
And the other thing I found interesting was the kid actually, he's on the track.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the train, right? Takes all the boxes of pizza out of the car first. What's he going to deliver them now?
Well,
what?
You got to make that 30-minute or less guarantee, right?
You can't make it up.
So you blamed it on the devil when you ran the car under the side of the church. She tells him, it was the devil. You wasn't there. How do you know? Say, he grabbed that steering wheel out of my hand. Bill said, well, why didn't you step on the brake? She tells him, because when he grabbed the steering wheel, I tried to kick him.
Frame your mind to a place of plenty, that's what you find. Seems like we're stuck in scarcity. Just pack it all up, get out to Wealth City. Gotta keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Keep on. The clouds are rolling and the rain is fall. Pull out your umbrella and deal with it all. Walk through a storm, you're gonna get wet. It's just a little water, don't you be upset. Keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on, keep on. When you're feeling pity for yourself, go into your heart to gratitude shelf. Sit on the shelf and just be thankful. Breathe it in, breathe it out, and just be grateful. Keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on, keep on. Keep on keeping the pace. Keep on.
young lady's name is Susan Picking from Grand Rapids, Michigan. She's actually from that area of the country they call Michiana.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What if Susan trusts her GPS after hearing that story? She's been compared to Carole King and Natalie Merchant, but as far as we know, Ken, Susan is the only one of them who plays the ukulele.
Well, you know, if she married a guy named Grinnin', she could be picking and grinning. I don't know why I did that.
She's going to hate you. The tune is called Keep On Keeping On, and it's off her Wonder in the Wander album. Mm-hmm. Just a quick thing about her bio. She grew up in southern Michigan, or southwestern part of the state, but she has what her bio says, Pacific Western cool.
Yeah.
She moved from Michigan to California about 15 years ago. She's been all over the world, traveled. She was a ski instructor in the Rocky Mountains, and she went to New Zealand. Long story short, she's going to join us on Club Indie one of these days. She's already consented to let us.
Oh, okay.
But here's the part that you're going to like about her. She's on leave right now from her job. Mm-hmm. She's a flight attendant.
Ah.
Guess which airlines?
Oh, please.
No.
No. Say it ain't so. No.
No, it's not Delta.
All right, thank you.
No. As we know, they're ready when you are.
Yeah, we love to fly.
Almost. Speaking of airlines, Paula Poundstone tweeted over the weekend, the TSA should ask each passenger grammar questions.
Okay.
She said this would give the, quote, behavioral analyst the time they need and help schools as well.
There it is. That fixes a whole bunch of problems, doesn't it?
It does. This is You Can't Make It Up, the show that proves every week that there's a bunch of stupid stuff and stupid people, and we need to expose them and tell you all about them just so you'll feel better about your own dumbness.
There you go.
Yeah. What did you bring to the table this morning, Ken?
Well, you know, I remember, I don't know if it was last week when I talked about a pretty good example of petty theft. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I found some people who have redefined the word petty. And let me just preface this by saying that if you're going to go to all the trouble of committing a robbery and running the risk that you're going to get caught and go to jail, you'd like to think that these people would at least aim high in terms of what they're going to steal, right?
Make it worth the time you spend.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of bozos out there that don't understand the concept of risk versus reward.
And we tell you about them every week.
And I have a couple of examples here. Let me start with this guy from Boca Raton. Now, I don't have his name, but maybe that's just as well. He stole a woman's credit card. And normally when people who steal credit cards, you know, they usually use them to rack up big purchases, you know, expensive merchandise.
Sure.
Before the card company cuts it off, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's what this guy did. He used the stolen credit card 14 times before the card was canceled, spent a grand total of $717 on burgers and chicken at Burger King.
He was hungry.
That's all he spent it on. You know what's even dumber than that? The police don't have a suspect yet.
Well, I mean.
Now, here's one you'll like. How about a train robbery?
Okay.
Every movie you've ever seen with a train robbery, you know?
Yeah.
Like Butch Cassidy and those kind of things. They go after the big stuff, big cash, you know, jewelry, expensive stuff, right? Well, these two idiots I'm going to talk about over in Southern California, according to the Victoria Press, they broke into a car of a Union Pacific freight train that happened to be stopped on a break, and they ripped off 20 cartons, 20 boxes of pig's feet.
Again, hungry.
Total value, $200.
You know, if you're going to risk ripping off a train, I mean, that a train heist is, that takes a lot of planning.
Well, a railroad spokesman said that the thieves probably didn't know what was in the rail car when they broke into it. Gee, you think?
Let's break into a train and just take our chances.
Yeah.
Who are those guys, Butch?
Yeah. And finally, in the interest of gender equality, I got a woman here, 28-year-old Erica Denise Phillips over in Gainesville, Florida. She and her unnamed male accomplice ripped off a local bagel shop. Well, she didn't do the ripping off. She was just the driver. He was the guy that actually was the muscle. So the guy broke into the front window of the bagel shop, went inside, made off with the cash register, carried it to the car, took off, only to find moments later that the cash register contained a grand total of 25 cents.
Jeez. Let me guess, police don't have a suspect in that one either.
No, actually, these two were arrested. What a haul.
Yeah.
Hey, here's an idea, bozos. How about casing the joint first?
Next time, try the barbershop gumball machine down the street.
You could do better than that.
Yeah.
25 cents.
And now you know why we call our show You Can't Make It Up. I've got some help today for those of you who are lovelorn online. You see if this scenario is familiar to you. You have a crush, and you declare it right there so the whole world can read it on Facebook. Here's the problem. The he or she you have the crush on, not only do they not acknowledge that you exist, they start doing things and saying things and writing things to other... Well, you're embarrassed, right? Okay, oh. So here's how you avoid that whole scenario in the future. You get this app on Facebook, and the app is called Take Me, I'm Yours. Yeah, here's how it works. First of all, it was created by a Stockholm, Amsterdam-based studio called Perfect Fools.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah, the app targets a specific type of Facebook user. Stupid. So if you're the kind of person who stares at photos of your crush and then sighs, he doesn't know me, he doesn't know I exist, and everyone around you just pretends they don't know you.
Yes, they walk away.
And then you say, you wouldn't understand. Yeah. Well, here's how it works. If you're single, a lady or a dude, you simply install Take Me, I'm Yours, and select the Facebook friend you're interested in getting to know better, shall we say?
Mm.
When there's a mutual love match, the app lets both parties know. And then you take it further or not. If there's no match, then the parties remain completely ignorant as they were when they started.
Well, yeah, I was going to say. You go in that way, you come out that way.
No embarrassing moments.
No.
Take me, I'm yours.
What is this world coming to?
I'm not sure, but I hope they all keep doing it so we can keep doing this show.
There ought to be a, you know, like a Henny Youngman app. Take my wife, please. Take her. She's yours.
Do you love me, Siri?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
I respect you.
Want your weekly dose of toucans on your mobile device?
There's an app for that.
That's right. You can hear You Can't Make It Up while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Now, Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone.
You can listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, your BlackBerry, and your Palm Pre.
And when you download Stitcher to hear You Can't Make It Up, you have a chance to win some money.
Uh-huh. Downloading's quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store, download it. It is free, as my friend just told you. It just takes a few seconds.
And then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Ken. K-E-N-S, to get automatically entered to win $100.
And the latest episode of the show is going to be waiting for you in your favorites. There's no syncing. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand. As I said, no syncing.
It's Stitcher Smart Radio.
And don't forget to enter that promo code KENS when you register. You could win $100.
That's K-E-N-S, KENS.
Follow me down to the park.
Listen, you know how we've been looking forever to find the right screen printer, you know, for t-shirts for our fans?
Oh, yeah.
You found a screen printer that specializes in police department public relations.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who makes off worse in this deal. Well, thank you for teeing that up for me, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
That was a bum shot.
Four. Whoops. Yeah. Well, you know, police departments, they do have kind of a public relations problem, because no matter how much they do to help them fight crime and come to the aid of people in distress, people still view them as kind of the enemy, you know, or only someone that they deal with when bad things happen. So that's why a lot of police departments have their own public relations campaign, you know, complete with slogans, proclaiming what they do for their cities and towns in an effort to build a better relationship with the community, right? For example, Chicago police slogan, you've heard this one, to protect and serve, right? Mm-hmm. Like they did in 1968 at the convention. Or Detroit, their slogan, making Detroit a safer place to live, work, and visit. How's that working out?
It doesn't always work. You see? Yeah. It's not an exact science.
No, and Philadelphia's slogan for the police, honor, integrity, and service. If you read about the scandals.
Philadelphia's slogan is, stop complaining. It could be New York.
Yeah, well, so then we come to the little California town of Twin Rivers. I would love to have been a fly on the wall during this brainstorming session that their police union held to come up with their idea for a PR campaign aimed to reach out to their community, especially to parents. And they designed a t-shirt, and this is where you were talking about the screen printer, right? Yeah. Designed a t-shirt that the union members could buy for $12 and display with pride. The t-shirts feature a graphic drawing of a kid behind bars, over which is printed their new slogan, "You raise them, we cage them." How about that for a positive, uplifting message, huh?
But at least it's 100% cotton.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's pretty shrunk.
I mean, you know, not that I'm a great thinker, but I would have at least maybe taken the high road with it and tweaked it to read, how about, "When your kid strays, we tase." You know, I mean, let's have a little...
"You're despicable."
Or Freddy the Bail Bomber.
Yeah, yeah. "You ring, we spring."
There it is.
"You race and we cage and what the H were they thinking?"
I think we found an untapped market. Yes. Police department t-shirts.
I have I'm not making this up. I have a friend who's in the screen printing business here at a local town near me. I should get this to him.
For those of you who don't listen to NPR, National Public Radio.
Shame on you.
Simply because you have too many tote bags already. Yeah.
Coffee mugs.
You can't afford the $75 level.
Yeah.
I saw this on their website over the weekend. Those of you that are fans of rock groups, you have your favorite band that you follow. Maybe one or two of you is a Metallica fan or not.
No, but it's okay.
Well, apparently their fans have been complaining a lot lately that Metallica is tanking and cheating them out of money for tickets that the concert never actually gets held. A couple of weekends ago, a Metallica concert in India was postponed for a day, and then they canceled it outright due to, quote, technical and permit problems.
Ooh.
So then the accusations started flying. The organizers of the concert were cheating the fans and yada, yada, yada. The result, a reported $200,000 worth of damage from the riot that broke out at the concert hall. In short, Metallica fans are feeling betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the writer of this article on NPR said if Metallica really wanted to betray their fans, they could go a step further than just getting haircuts and headlining a Lollapalooza tour, etc. So NPR's Mark Hirsch sat down and wrote some creative suggestions for Metallica. If they really want to cheat their fans, one, they could start to insist that all their music, merchandise, and concert tickets be purchased exclusively with special Metallibucks.
Okay.
They could take every song in every album in their back catalog and remix it in mono. You see, here's my favorite. Franchise regional Metallica groups. So there can be several touring iterations on the road simultaneously.
Yeah.
I mean, this multiplies the chances for betrayal, don't you think?
Yeah.
They could revert to the original band name, Metallica Cougar Mellencamp.
Okay.
One guy said he could think just stay together. That'll really betray the fans.
I was going to say, they could just keep playing.
And the all-time best way to really screw your fans, each band member in turn marrying and divorcing Kim Kardashian.
Well, now, you're on to something. I mean, I didn't know Metallica was still breathing. I'm sorry. I didn't know they were around.
Oh, no. Now you're betraying them.
I know.
This is the time of our show. If you're not a regular listener, this is where my friend here comes up with his moment of duh, or what he has taken to calling his tip of the week.
Yes, I do have a moment of duh. And yes, it does qualify as our tip of the week, and here it is. This may sound familiar because it's happened before, but if you're interviewing for a job, try not to cap things off by ripping off a company where you just interviewed. That'd be my tip.
Is that in the manual?
Yes. You know, you got to wonder about some of these folks. You remember a story I had a while back about this woman who went in for a job interview at a retail store and was caught on the day's security tape from the day before stealing the dress she wore to the interview. You remember that one?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, in a similar vein of stupidity, here's a 42-year-old Clyde Frampton Sr. No relation to, I guess, Peter. Over in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, he interviewed for a job at a company called Lincoln Cold Storage, which, as the name suggests, offers storage services for items that need to be, you know, cold or frozen. Mm-hmm. So, a few days after the interview, and after Mr. Frampton had left, The manager noticed that about a dozen blank business checks were missing from the office. So he called the police, and he reported the missing checks to the bank, and was told by the bank that four of the checks had been cashed for a total of about $1,600, made out to Clyde Frampton Sr. Yeah.
And, of course, he left his resume with the interviewer.
Because yeah, it's always a good idea when you steal checks to make them out to yourself. That's
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the manager at Lincoln Cold Storage remembers Mr. Frampton, remembers his name from the job interview, and it didn't take too long to get the police on the case to go and arrest Mr. Frampton, who later pled guilty to second-degree forgery. Well, I think you can guess he didn't get the job at the cold storage company, but he will be in the cooler for about 3 to 6 years. Duh.
When contacted by the police, yeah, Clyde Frampton Jr. said, "My GPS made me do it."
Hey, police, take him. He's yours.
You raise him, we cage him.
That's right.
I think old Clyde just made our best of yeah, Stupid Criminals, Volume 1.
Man.
We want to remind you this coming Friday is Veterans Day.
Yes.
And we want to thank you again for making a donation to our favorite charity, Voices United for Veterans. We're all helping end veteran homelessness. If you haven't made a donation, go over to voicesunitedforvets.org. There's the donate page right there. Whatever you can afford to give, it will help take one of our homeless heroes off the street, give them back their dignity and their life.
And especially now, because, you know, the weather's turning cold, and yeah, it's never good to be homeless anytime, but certainly not in the dead of winter.
If you know of a homeless veteran, here's an important phone number for instant help. It's a nationwide crisis hotline operating 24/7, toll free, 1-877-424-3838. 1-877-424-3838. Ken and I, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
And on our way out, Grand Rapids, Michiana's yes, Susan Picking from her newest record, Wonder in the Wander. This is The Emptiness. And Ken and I will see you next Monday.
With the fullness.
Yes, and new t-shirts.
The minutes tick, the hours fly, the days roll on, the nights go by, oh, while
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com.
The hollow ache inside of me.